Anthony, you've got some decent rides coming up on the races tomorrow, starting with Esteco, who won 2 out of 2. How do you see his chances in this seventh race?
Yeah, you know, Esteco, he's won his two. He seems to have come back to form. Hopefully, you know, he can repeat and finish the hat-trick off. There's some nice horses in the race. Hopefully, everything goes his way. He doesn't have the greatest of draws, but I'm not too worried with the draw at the moment. I just hope that the race plans out its way and in Estigo's favour, and there's a decent pace on in the race, and I reckon he'll be there in the finish.
You are also riding in the third race, Dark Avenger, a horse that seems to have improved a lot from his first run. How do you find this horse condition after his first race?
Yeah, he's a nice big horse, and I think being his size and such a big horse, he's gonna need a lot of work, and he can only improve from run to run. So hopefully he is up in class here. That's why he's got the bottom weight of 53. I just hope that he will improve from his first run, and I think he's a horse that's just going to keep on improving from run to run.
He's blinkered for the first time. Any particular reason for that?
Yeah, not really. Just that being a new horse at the course, don't want him to look around too much, and hopefully he keeps his mind on the job this time.
You are also on board Berg, who is a horse that had one run under the belt. Quite a competitive field, but what do you think of this horse?
Yeah, Berg's against it all. There's some decent horses, as in the likes of Knight in Seattle and those horses in the race. As well, his first run didn't work out to plan, and he had quite a lot of problems in the race, getting stuck a bit wide. And I definitely think he's going to be a horse that will improve from this run, and he'll be a horse to watch in the future.
And what about Papa Joe, who ran a very good second last time out from a bad draw on the 1,000 metres?
Yeah, you see, 1365, I think just feeling him at work. I've never ridden him in a race, as you can see. But the 1365 probably will suit him down to the ground, and hopefully with that draw, I can do a bit of magic in the early part. And if all goes to plan, I really do think he'll be right there in the finish.
And a word about the main race where you're riding Assegai?
Yeah, you know, Assegai, he's a horse that works well, and he just puts in his work. He doesn't blow you away with his work, but he's a horse that just puts in his day work day by day, and hopefully, you know, there's some decent horses in the race, and with his one draw, and if things go his way, hopefully he can run a much more improved race.